You know, we had a good extra practice today. Guys are anxious to get started on the second half of the season. This being the third quarter of our season. And it just seems like from the meeting today, guys are anxious to get moving on this Seattle game plan, which we'll enter on Wednesday when we come back. Injury-wise, the only guy that didn't participate who we're hoping to eventually get back is John Carlson. Everyone else participated. John hasn't been cleared yet. Hopefully we'll hear some good news when we come back for Wednesday's practice, but we'll wait and see. But I think to a man, the guys are looking forward to getting started on our next opponent.
Where was that, Michael Jenkins?
Michael had a personal situation that had to be taken care of.
He should be back Wednesday.
He'll be back for Wednesday's practice.
With this extra practice, what was your goal today of getting guys started and back into the group?
As a staff, we went back and looked at some things that we were trying to do on Friday and Saturday that we felt like we needed to improve on. So we wanted to go through some fundamentals today, hit some technique that we think we need to improve on. And if we can improve on some of those things, we think we'll be a better team in the second half. So we just kind of went back to some of the fundamentals of what we do in certain areas and tried to get that done today with a good Vikings versus Vikings practice. So just hitting some of the basics of what we've been doing.
In some way, was it helpful to have a couple extra days after a game like you had on Thursday just to get guys away a little bit and kind of refresh their heads?
I would think so, Tom. I mean, just to be able to clear your mind and get started on the second half of the season. I mean, it just this break comes at a good time for us. I mean, you really feel like it's a clean slate and you're starting anew. And I think that's a good thing from a mental standpoint.
Chris Cook had his surgery already?
He did. He had his surgery and it was successful. Nothing different than what we talked about a few days ago, you know, probably 6 to 8 weeks before we get him back. And the good news is we do have a chance of getting him back.
Are you going to make a move to fill that spot sometime before Sunday?
We probably will. Probably will.
You know what direction you're going to go?
Not yet.
4 days removed from that loss. Do you see anything differently when you get some distance from it to be able to gauge what went wrong and understand how it happened?
We moved on, Dan. We moved on to Seattle. That is the most important thing right now. And that's what I told our team. That's where our focus and energy has to be. They can't look back. We got to look forward. And forward for us means Seattle.
As you look to the third quarter of the season, did you address the how the schedule gets a little bit tougher in the second half?
I didn't, Tim. I really concentrated on our preparation when we get back on Wednesday for Seattle. I talked about the fact that we are entering the third quarter of the season, how important it is in November to set up December, but I didn't get into games other than the game that we have coming up.
After those other two losses, there was a lot of talk about how the guys responded after each loss. How have you kind of seen them respond here these couple days?
Well, based on today, Brian, I would say they came back in a good frame of mind, and you know, we'll learn more as the week goes on, and Wednesday will probably be a good telltale, but it seems like today, I think having this weekend to kind of get away from things probably helped him.
Josh
Robinson going to be the guy that steps in then for Cook these next couple months? Or?
We're going to talk about it, you know, before the game, and then we'll make a decision as the week goes on. What's the best thing to do?
A.J. Jefferson hasn't had a lot of snaps, but it seems like he's held up pretty well in those limited turns.
Yeah, he's done a good job for us. We've been pleased with A.J.'s performance on special teams as well as what he's done and the snaps that he's gotten on defense. He's done a good job.
What do you think Chris's loss is going to hurt you when you're facing big receivers, especially because he'd done a pretty good job of that the first half of the season?
Yeah, Chris is really coming along. I mean, he was playing good football for us. But in this business, I mean, we all know injuries occur, and I think our depth is better than it has been in years past. I think we'll be able to hold up better than we have in the past, and it just gives other guys opportunities to step up and play more.
Mistral,
you expect him to be available Sunday?
It looks that way. You know, we need to get him through an entire week of practice. We're going to give him a little bit more this week, and then we'll, you know, make a decision later in the week. But all indications are he's improved enough where he can go through everything in practice, but he still hasn't done that.
Would that be a situation where you'd probably look to just get him back in slowly instead of just starting him immediately if he's able to go Sunday?
Yeah, he's missed a bunch of time, so we got to see him go through some things with his teammates before we put him out there for sure.
What have you seen out of Jarius Wright lately? You know, how's he kind of come along?
I like the things that Jarius is doing. We had some of the things we did today in practice. He got a lot of reps, and He's kept his head in it as far as what we're doing on offense. He's working hard on special teams. He's still improving as a punt returner. I think he's about where we need him to be. You know, we feel like when the time comes for him to step in, he'll be able to do a good job for us.
What's left for him to show you to really get that chance?
I think he just has to continue to improve and keep working hard like he's doing in practice. I don't know if there's anything more that he has to do, but he's improving, and he's come a long ways.
Mr. Al, what do you hope to see throughout the week to convince you that he's ready?
When we put him through the paces and what we're doing with 7-on-7 team, individual work, group, whatever we're doing, just to see how he responds, say, on Thursday after a Wednesday practice and then Friday after a Thursday practice, because it'll be much more intense than it has been for him as we integrate him into everything that we're doing. So just see how he responds to everything that we put him through.
What are you looking at more when it comes to him? The mental aspect, can he pick up things, or is it physically how his ankle is?
Both. We need to see how he responds to some of the things that we're doing. We've got a few changes in what we're doing from early in the season when he was starting, but he shouldn't have a problem picking up some of those little nuances. But we also have to see how he does physically as well, you know, how he plants, how he cuts, then how he responds maybe a day after one of those practices.
What's your level of concern with the run defense in the past couple games that's been pretty spotty and now going against Marshawn Lynch?
I'm concerned, Tim. We've got to shore up our run game. And you just mentioned it. The running back we're facing on Sunday, in my mind, he is one of the best in our business. So we better get our run game fixed in a hurry.
What have you seen? What's been missing the last few weeks?
We were not gap sound in our last ball game. We missed some tackles as well, and things that, you know, you're not going to play good run defense if guys aren't where they're supposed to be, especially if you're trying to get into eight-man fronts. And we had some situations even in eight-man fronts we weren't where we needed to be. And so one of the things today that we did was we did a review on some of our run fits, whether it was in seven-man fronts or eight-man fronts, just to make sure we all understand where we have to be and how we have to fit up runs. But, you know, we have to improve in that area.
Did something change schematically that guys were having a hard time picking up where they were supposed to be with a change, or is it just a letdown from where they were previously?
No, we haven't changed our run fits in a long, long time. So, I mean, it's just, you know, we didn't execute as well as we needed to, and it cost us, and we've got to get it fixed, and we will. We'll get it fixed.
You talked a couple times this year about breaking down the season into quarters and talking to your team. The feeling coming out of the first quarter is probably pretty different than it was coming out of the second quarter. What sort of message are you giving these guys heading into the third?
Well, it's really a new season for us. I mean, it's the second half of the season. This is a break point for us, and we've got to approach it the right way. This first game, it's like coming out of a half, and that's what I talked to our team about. You know, you want to start off the second half of a ball game the right way, whether you're receiving a kick or kicking it off, and whether you're going out on offense or defense. And that's how we have to approach this game with Seattle. We want to start it off right, and there's some things that we have to do in order for that to happen, and we're going to get into that on Wednesday. But that's how we're looking at it. We want to start this second half the right way.
You guys have made that Tyler Holmes, Ernest Owusu switch a few times here. What do you look for when you're making those switches on a weekly basis?
Sometimes it's based on where we are injury-wise or different things we're looking at our roster, so it's a few different factors.
They seem like they're having fun with it, at least, that, you know, they're staying with it mentally.
Yeah, I mean, both guys are – they're doing a good job. When they're out here practicing, they're doing a good job. So,
what did you personally do with a free Sunday yesterday?
Tried to stay away from football on a Sunday, so –